This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's this narrative that few go into the office anymore, except essential frontline workers. So why then is the huge investment firm Blackstone buying a pile of office buildings for more than $7.5 billion? Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on all this money spent for a firm called PS Business Parks.
A lot of people who started working from home haven't gone back to the office, which in theory means less demand for office space. Not so fast.
I don't foresee the office space landscape really changing for another 40 years.
Aviva Sonnenrich runs a commercial real estate brokerage in Denver, Colorado.
The folks who are signing the leases and signing the checks, these are still old school people who want office space.
And old-school businesses that need office space, like doctors. And unlike multifamily housing, industrial, and a lot of retail, existing office buildings are cheaper right now than newly constructed ones. Tim Blair at the real estate firm Shannon Walchick in Birmingham, Alabama, says if you're a firm like Blackstone,
A, you can get a deal on it, and B, there's no more competition coming online because it's too expensive to build.
The purchase price of $7.6 billion is less than 1% of Blackstone's total assets. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.